This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live welcomes you to our third hour of this live Saturday edition of the show. You can dial in toll free, bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Before we continue with your calls, Mark, you have, as somebody who spent time in prison in Florida, we actually just happened to have a young lady call from some facility in the Tallahassee area listening to our affiliate WVFT up there on the FM band. And she and the other ladies in the cell block sounded like they were very interested in what they believe to be a piece of legislation to reduce the good time from 85% to 65%.
I don't know good time. The mandatory time served from 85% to 65%. So in Florida...
But that's only if you're good in jail, right?
Like, well, it could be 100, up to 100%, but it can only be reduced by 15%.
Right now, at 85.
Right, yeah. And that's not much if you're sitting there looking at a 10-year sentence, and you're at the beginning of a 10-year sentence, and you have to ask yourself, do I want to behave today because I might get out in, if it was 2020, then I might get out in 2020, the middle of 2028, mm-hmm. or the end of 2030.
Mm-hmm.
That's no, that for a person who got in prison for likely short-term thinking, that's not a solution. That's a poor solution to my mind. And I'd love somebody who, knows better to call in and correct me. The number is 855-450-3733. But they seem to think that there was some change in the works. I did a quick search, and I came up with something called Senate Bill 704. Senate Bill 704 is really largely unrelated to this. It mostly just says that any sentencing change that occurs would be retroactive, therefore applied to the people who are in prison rather than just the ones who are coming in, and that would be groundbreaking for Florida. They've never had anything like that.
However, there were a change, but there's... Well, proposing one?
I guess it telegraphs a possible change in the future,
mm-hmm.
and I think there's some conflation going on. People are thinking that because this is happening, and then some other people have put petitions in saying that they would like to see the prison, 65% rather than 85%. When I was in prison, there were people quite literally doing 15% of their sentences, depending on the crime. There are others that were doing 100%. It really just depended. Was it a gun crime? Was it a sex crime? Was it this, that, or the other? And how much time did they get off? Huh. And it's very odd. But more or less, these are just petitions that are being put in. And a petition,
so they're not
proposed
laws.
Yeah,
they're not bills.
At this point, this is false hope. And I don't want anybody to do anything stupid.
Yeah, who knows if it came from a prison rumor or a bad article in the news or something like that. Who knows?
I don't see any bad articles in the news currently, but they could have been retracted. But prisons are rumor mills. They've got nothing better to do than spread stories amongst themselves, and best I can tell,
hard to know what's true.
This is just someone hoping for something, and maybe some politician will do something about it, but politicians traditionally don't like it. My best advice to you, if you're in prison in Florida, is to do whatever you can to get out. That means behave yourself and then leave that state. because it's about come on vacation,
leave on probation,
return on extradition. That's what the state's all about.
All right, we continue with your calls and thoughts here. Going back to Tallahassee where... Oh, actually, hold on. Brad's been waiting here patiently. Let's go to Brad in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello there.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you're on the air.
Okay. The caller that had the... about the carrying swords earlier.
Yeah, yes. Open carry of swords. My question was, how many states actually allow that?
Well, in Indiana, I can tell you for a fact that the state itself has no policy against carrying swords. The only policy they have in effect is against shurikens, a.k.a. throwing stars, and throwing knives. That's it.
Now, is it considered brandishing?
I've seen too many movies.
Now, I'm not familiar with the brandishing statutes. Is it brandishing if you have a sword in your hand? Is that illegal? So is it, like, legal to carry the sword strapped on your back as open carry, but not, like, you know, walking down the street with it in your hand? What do you know?
That I don't know, but as far as carrying one and having one, that's the only thing that they say is you cannot possess or carry is the shurikens and the throwing knives. Anything else is going to be strictly county ordinance dictated. So you want to have to check with your local county ordinances and laws when it comes to that.
Have you ever carried a sword openly in public?
No. Not as of yet, but if you do, be prepared for the looks and possibly harassment from local authorities.
I would have a video camera at the ready in case the police showed up and started to harass an individual doing that. I always enjoy seeing people carrying weapons like that. It's like, yeah, it's kind of fun to see that happening in real life.
I think
Absolutely.
It's interesting. But
Brad,
you really have to wear the whole swashbuckler outfit if you're going to do it.
I appreciate the call. Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Glenn is in Tallahassee listening to WVFT-FM. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yeah, first of all, a comment about the law. I did listen early in the week to a couple of public radio short broadcasts. There are two bills. One of them, I think, is a House and a Senate bill. So there is something going on. I don't know. We're running out of time in our legislature. It only runs another week or so before it's out of session. But there is,
all right. I couldn't find anything about that. But all right.
Well, I heard it on National Public. Listened to it on National Public Radio.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I just couldn't find it.
There's a lot of bills. I'm sure you didn't look through them all.
So, but anyway, what I called in is 2 weeks ago. I visited a prison in North Florida in the Panhandle, and I heard a couple of guys. It was a religious service, and a couple of guys there who had been lifers. One of them I know, at least one of them was multiple lifers, and maybe the other one too that had gotten out. One I know after 25 years. But anyway, they were there mostly to offer hope to the guys. But before that, we visited around, actually on the yard some. And it occurs to me, I heard one of those guys saying that he had a contractor down in the Panama City area. You know, we're in Florida, we're still suffering from that Hurricane Michael that hit 6 months ago.
Yeah.
I drove through that area a couple of weeks ago, and it looks like it happened 2 weeks ago. I mean, there's a massive amount of cleanup has been done, but there's still blue tarps everywhere. But anyway, this former inmate, former lifer, said that he had a contractor who could take any number of workers and pay them their wage. And then there's a later question. We've got all these people, and some of them are close. Why couldn't we farm some of those guys out? A third of the money could go to the state, a third of it could go to restitution, and a third of it could be in a bank for their successful completion. I mean, I don't know that much about the prison system, but I think the
guys. Why don't you let prisoners, Mark, go outside and work?
The short answer is that everybody in government is constantly trying to cover their butt. If you take a sizable number of inmates out to do work, and I think it's a great idea. It's just that if you take a sizable number of them out, then you have to have somebody to watch them.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately,
probably more than one person.
At some point, somebody is going to run because, well, prison sucks,
Yep.
And when somebody runs, then all the politicians look bad. Back in the day, Michael Dukakis got in trouble because somebody ran away from work release in, 1978 or something. And,
yeah, I'm old enough. I remember that. Yeah.
Right. And for whatever reason, the Republicans made this a big deal, and it was just, it's kind of sad. How are people going to live good lives when they get out if they haven't had the opportunity to be introduced to these notions? The idea of hard work is great, but I can tell I worked outside the fence as a convict, and
we
probably worked 5.5 or 6 hours a day because the officer only worked 8. And in order for him to watch us, he had to pick us up. He had to take us in the van.
What'd they have you do?
I was mowing grass and weed eating and emptying garbage cans.
Okay, so they do let some of them out of the
They garden. Do, but, this wasn't skilled labor. Mm-hmm. This was as menial as it gets. There's a lot of guys that can build some really great buildings sitting in prison doing crap.
Right. If we targeted guys who had 1 to 3 or 4 years left and gave them, two or three days off for each day completed, And because we've got people with no roofs on the houses down here, and the contractors don't have enough workers, and it's not going to get better in the next 2 months. I mean, it's going to be a long-term deal. And then come this summer, we're going to be facing forest fires because this storm was stronger than expected, and it also moved faster, so it did massive
Glenn,
damage.
Thanks for having some compassion for people on the inside. I appreciate it. It's not common, and I do appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks for the call. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free and you bring up whatever you want here live Saturday edition. Continuing, our number is 855-450-FREE. If we get the chance, we'll talk a little bit more about, or we'll get into the story about marijuana in California and also Massachusetts. A shocking number of sales of marijuana still on the black market, even after legalization. As we continue, Ian and Mark in the studio tonight. By the way, I do want to make sure that you know about Freedom Fest. It's coming up, Mark, and I'll be going for the very first time ever. You've been, what, 2-3 times?
Probably three or four, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I love Freedom Fest. It's a great event. This year, Penn Jillette's going to be there, Grover Norquist, you know, John Mackey, the former CEO, I think he still is the CEO of Whole Foods, Kevin O'Leary and Kevin Harrington of Shark Tank, Candace Owens, she's getting a lot of press right now, Stephen Moore, recently appointed to the Federal Reserve, libertarians, conservatives, liberals, just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. If you go to freedomfest.com/FTL right now, you can get your tickets. It's freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a $50 discount. Now, if you're not convinced, you're like, oh, you know, Freedom Fest, it's too far, too much, too whatever. That's fine. Check out freedomfest.com/FTL before you make a final decision, because there you can now get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Judge Napolitano, Alan Dershowitz, Charlie Kirk, Heather McDonald, John Mackey, all for free. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL.
All right, let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. Let's talk to Chris in Michigan, listening to WKHM. Hello there, Chris.
Hello, guys.
Howdy.
You're calling us from Jackson.
Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. First off, it's nice that people let people call in and have forum. I was scanning the band and you perked my interest on this. I'll get right to it. You talked about a myriad of thoughts or something earlier.
Yeah, we were talking about a myriad of something.
Yeah. Okay. Senator Schumer and both Cory Booker introduced bills to remove cannabis from Schedule 1 and to legalize cannabis nationwide.
Hmm.
With the science they've done worldwide and recently here, you know, the original narrative, the reefer madness, kind of like fake news back then, brings up fruit of the poisonous tree, which would give relief on the criminal justice system, hoping a lot of that's nonviolent, being cannabis. Most people like that aren't. So that's
I'm missing what you're saying here. Can you rephrase that?
Okay, you got okay, so the science, they understand now that cannabis is good for you in a lot of ways. Medicinally, you know, the compounds in that, just in daily life, you can, in stress and stuff, you can burn up compounds, that stuff replaces. So it's beneficial. The original narrative about reefer madness to get cannabis made illegal originally was basically a false narrative. It's
yes.
Like fake
yeah,
news.
It's been completely refuted. I mean, from top to bottom, all the claims were complete BS and total propaganda and basically completely made up. And that's been refuted. People are starting to change their minds about it. Okay.
Yes, yes. So that kind of makes everybody in prison, in a way, fruit of a poisonous tree, in a way. That could give relief to criminal justice. Most of those people are nonviolent. Even if there's a gun involved in it and the gun's just present in the home, if a gun isn't involved in a crime, there shouldn't be a felony involving a gun. That's the way I look at it as a gun person. I think, you know, when it comes to medicine, anybody is allowed to have their medicine or prescription and their Second Amendment rights, you know.
So are you saying you're hoping that that once cannabis is legalized, that people who've gone to prison for cannabis could be released from those sentences?
Yeah, nonviolent stuff for sure. That's the way I think of it. And
I would hope that happens. I know that would require usually a second piece of legislation in a lot of
cases.
But
it sounds reasonable. If something is now legal to do, it doesn't make much sense to keep people in jail for it, even though it was illegal when they did it.
Yeah, I would like to see it just sort of done automatically. And, Chris, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Would like to see when cannabis is legalized in a state, to just have them go ahead and wipe out everybody's convictions without them having to ask. Because I think in some places you have to ask the government, which means you have to pay them a fee. So you have to apply for the nullification or whatever they call it. What do they call it when you wipe a criminal record?
Well, they can say it's an expungement. It could be clemency. It just really depends.
But usually you have to pay an application fee and a processing fee. And so now you're giving even more money to the very same government that has extracted all manner of money out of you for your cannabis conviction in the first place.
I believe that any governor could, this is, I'm not a lawyer,
sign a blanket pardon, basically.
Sign a blanket pardon that says that all people who are simply convicted of possession or dealing marijuana are now hereby completely, fully pardoned in the state of whatever.
I think they could. Why couldn't they? What would stop them from doing something like that besides
getting votes?
I mean, it'd be a lot easier. Rather than signing a bunch of pardons, you just sign one all-encompassing pardon and clear up a bunch of people's criminal records. I mean, it would be one of the best things that somebody could do. It would be amazing. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. James is listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS. Go ahead, James.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Welcome.
I want your opinion on a friend of mine's incarceration. He's been in prison now for 34 years.
Oh, wow.
He was the state first PA, physician's assistant.
Okay.
And he was very good at his job. He moved in with a woman after getting a divorce and lived with her for a couple of years. The woman had a daughter, and the woman came home and found my friend in bed with her daughter. She was underage, but it was completely consensual. Now, I know what the law is, and I know what morals are and all that thing, but it's not like he was raping or anything. And anyway, so when she caught them, not only did she send him up for that charge, but apparently he had been writing a few scripts on the side, which a PA could do. And so anyway, she turned state's evidence on him for that.
Wow.
And I think at the time, this was 1985, and I think at the time he was about 25 years old, and it's 34 years later, and he's still in prison. And, you know, he's always been okay in prison, always got good grades in prison, never caused any problem. Actually, he's been moved around, you know, from prison to prison to prison. You know, you got maximum security and then medium security and then light security, which is where he is now, but he's been in medium and light for the last 10 years. And so
what's he looking at? I mean, how much longer would, if he serves out his sentence, how much longer does he have?
You know, I'm not exactly sure how much they gave him, but you would think with good,
I give you the short answer to this is prison, locking somebody up should be locked up because they're a danger to society. And this guy isn't a danger to society.
No doubt.
May have done some really distasteful stuff, but he's not dangerous. He doesn't need to be locked up. We don't need to be paying tax money for this.
Thank you, James, for your call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police say a 19-year-old man with a rifle opened fire inside a synagogue near San Diego as worshipers were celebrating Passover. San Diego Sheriff Bill Gore.
Four individuals were wounded,
and transported to Palomar Hospital. Sadly, one of the individuals succumbed to their wounds. The other three are in stable condition at Palomar.
He says they have a suspect in custody. He himself had called 911 and turned himself in. Officials say when the shooter was stopped on the roadway, he jumped out of the car with both hands up. The mayor calls it a hate crime. President Trump spoke about the shooting before leaving for a rally in Wisconsin.
My deepest sympathies go to the people that were affected, the families, their loved ones.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's prison reform or gun rights, those are some of the things we've discussed here tonight. It's Ian and Mark in the studio, and by the way, want to make sure I invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. You can also follow us on social medias like the decentralized Mastodon platform, which is kind of like a decentralized version of Twitter. You can follow our tweets, over at toots.freetalklive.com. They call them Toots on Mastodon.
So they're Tweets on Twitter and Toots on Mastodon.
We do have a Twitter account as well. That's twitter.freetalklive.com. And you can follow our Telegram channel on telegram.freetalklive.com. So be sure to do that at whichever one of those works best for you. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts here. Let's go to Patrick, listening in Virginia to WNIS. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Patrick? You sound like you're doing great.
I was kind of trying to find out about, you know, they got the NFL draft and all this stuff going on now, but I was trying to find out about what's happening with Robert Kraft down there in that prostitution thing or...
Well, that's an excellent question. You're referring to the owner of the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft, and I happen to know that because we followed this case to some extent here. The last I saw was he was taking this to trial. They'd offered him a pretty sweet plea deal on this, basically saying that they would drop the charges if he would just admit that he did what they said that he's doing.
Right. The government looks bad if it brings charges against someone and they didn't do it. They don't want to damage their system, so they would love to not give him a charge at all if he would just admit to doing it. But it seems to me that there would be the people that take a crime all the way, a charge all the way to trial, those people would be very, very likely to be innocent because they're the only reason to take something to trial these days, like take this Kraft guy, is all he has to do is admit it. I mean, what really are the consequences?
For him? Nothing.
If there are no consequences, why wouldn't he just go ahead and admit it? And I think the reason that he wouldn't go ahead and admit it is because he didn't do this. Would be my guess.
Well, the police say the video in question, is according to MercuryNews.com, shows Kraft paying for sex acts at a massage parlor. Prosecutors say Kraft flashed his New England Patriots Super Bowl ring at a police officer who pulled over his car just minutes after the alleged solicitation. According to the court documents, Kraft asked the officer if he was a Miami Dolphins fan before showing his ring and announcing he was the owner of the Patriots. So I guess they're trying to say he was using his clout, trying to use his, you know who I am, you know, that kind of thing. And I guess that didn't work.
No firefighter has ever done that.
But anyway, the Patriots, or I guess his lawyers, are saying they want the sex video to be sealed, evidence that is sealed. Now, I don't know if that means that people on the outside wouldn't be able to get a copy of it.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, Patrick.
That's exactly what it sounds like. Trying to cover up something.
Well, I mean, it would still be shown to the jury in any trial. They would still show the sealed video to the jurors, but it probably wouldn't be shown to the court audience or something like that.
Yeah, I for one, am waiting with bated breath to see some septuagenarian in a sex video.
Thanks, Patrick, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Yuck.
Assistant Palm Beach State Attorney Greg Credo said Kraft's attorneys must first show that Sharp's warrant to install cameras in the spa ceiling was illegal before they can argue that his privacy rights were violated. They must also prove Kraft, quote, had legally recognized right to privacy when he was in the spa paying for sex from the prostitutes. So I guess the cops had secretly installed cameras in this location.
Oh, that's interesting.
And allegedly had been monitoring them for some significant period of time, at least from what I've read in previous stories about this. I think it's, you know, it's an interesting case because it should get people talking about prostitution, hopefully, and how these laws are stupid and need to be repealed. Let an old man or whoever wants to go pay somebody to give him a BJ or whatever it is he paid to have this lady do, let it happen. Who cares? Why is it anybody's business what goes on behind the closed doors of a spa? It's
right.
Just so stupid.
So he can go someplace and have somebody rub all his parts except this one specific part.
Right. Well, no, she could rub that part. He just can't agree to pay for her to rub that part.
Well, nobody's going to rub any of your parts unless you pay them or you happen to have some doting spouse. God bless all you spouses out there that are still giving massages to your loved ones. You're the best.
If you offer to give your wife 5 cents for a sex act, is that prostitution?
As far as I'm concerned, nothing can violate the sanctity of marriage, but whatever.
We continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Rick, listening in New Mexico. Rick, where are you listening in New Mexico tonight? Rick, in New Mexico? Maybe he fell asleep. I don't know what happened. We'll come back. We'll try him again later. Let's go to Billy, listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Go ahead, Billy.
Hey, guys. Real quick. About the whole prostitution thing, there's a funny video on YouTube about this kid going and lobbying before a city council about legalizing massage parlors. But that's
just, really
just YouTube search that; it's freaking hilarious. But anyway, I was calling to talk about the pardon.
Okay.
And you guys were talking about the blanket pardon.
Yeah, we were talking about the notion of a governor giving out a blanket pardon to all marijuana possessors and sellers once marijuana becomes legal. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. I unfortunately got convicted of a felony back in the mid-90s when I was in my early 20s. and, you know, lost all my rights and all that other good stuff. Well, then in 2015 or 2016, early 2016, the governor of Virginia tried to do the same thing. He tried to institute a simple pardon in Virginia for anyone who was convicted of a felony in Virginia to reinstate all of your civil rights except for the right to own a firearm.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, great, that's awesome. I can vote. You know, because, I mean, I had never voted in my entire life because it was in my early 20s.
Hadn't got there
I'm
yet.
I'm like, you know, what's that?
You hadn't gotten there yet.
Yeah.
To vote.
And exactly. And so in the early part of 2016 with the upcoming election and everything else, I was like, this is fantastic. I can vote and feel like, you know, a contributing member of society. Well, then the Supreme Court in Virginia ruled that his blanket pardon was unconstitutional.
Oh, my God.
So now everyone had to have an individual simple pardon done. And they basically went in alphabetical order down the line. And if you wanted your application for your simple pardon expedited, you had to go onto a website and fill out a form. And
pay some money.
You know, it didn't cost me a dime.
Huh.
Didn't cost me a dime.
So basically the Supreme Court said, no, you have to sign 1,000 pieces of paper or 10,000 or whatever.
God knows it's not that.
You know,
it's much more than that.
Yeah,
Virginia is a populous state, and convicts actually, I don't know what the number is, but I think it's something like the population of inmates in the United States is greater than that of like the bottom least of 25% of least populated states. I mean, they're bigger than about a quarter of the states.
Yeah.
Good story, Billy, or bad story. Or
well, no. Yeah, you know, ahead. I mean, I learned a valuable lesson. You know, I got convicted of a felony because I wouldn't. Basically, I pawned some stolen merchandise. I wouldn't tell the cops who I got it from.
Yeah.
And so I got charged with the underlying crime of breaking and entering, even though I didn't do it.
I'm sure that guy sent you lots of money while you were in prison, too.
Well, no, Billy, I only served 8 months in jail.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate your story. We're coming up here, 855, 450 free. We got time for you if you jump on now. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Moments remain, maybe enough time for you if you call in now. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
As we continue here, don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And we do have a variety of features there, including our email list. Yeah, email's old school, but it works.
That's true.
It will reach the, well, unless it gets hit by a spam trap. Generally, it'll reach the intended recipient. You sign up for our email list. It's definitely more effective than Facebook and many of these so-called social media. So sign up for our email list. We'll send you an email once a week. I've actually, I'm working on one right now. I started it this afternoon. So usually on the weekends, I send one of them out at some point just to kind of update you on what's going on with Free Talk Live. Also, you get some LRN.FM updates whenever there's like a new show that we add to
the radio Liberty, industry updates too.
The Liberty Radio Network. No, I mean, we'll mention new stations that come on, but I've got a separate email list for the industry.
Things that affect the radio industry will sometimes be mentioned in this newsletter.
Sometimes. But anyway, if you want to sign up for it, go to freetalklive.com. You'll find the email sign-up box near the top toward the center of the website. Check it out there, freetalklive.com. And please sign up. It's something we appreciate. We appreciate being able to communicate with you in your email box as well as on the radio and podcast and live streams and DLive and all that. So let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. We got Rick here. I'm going to try Rick again. He's supposedly called back, and he's there now in New Mexico. Rick.
Yeah, hey, guys. I'm really sorry about that. I'm delivering pizzas, and I got to run back to my store.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, of course. Hey, just really quick, because we are super busy. First of all, movie prop guns. They are actually prop guns. They don't use live firearms, okay? What they are is there's a specific company that manufactures them. They actually, you can field strip them, take the magazines out, everything. The only thing is the barrel's plugged, and then the barrel's made out of an alloy, so if you try to chamber a real round in it, it won't fit. And they also only use 8mm blanks because we don't use 8mm handguns. Nobody makes that bullet for safety purposes.
Is it a gun that fires blanks, but it's not a real gun? I'm confused.
Yes, It is a gun that fires blanks, but it's not a real gun because the barrel has to be plugged in order to fire a blank. Because if you're semi-automatic and you fire a blank, it won't cycle. The slide won't go all the way back and chamber the next round because it doesn't have the back pressure. The bullet causes the back pressure. I'm sorry, I'm trying to speed up just because I got to run. But also, with full automatics, in my state, in New Mexico, I don't care about most of the other states because our state is just great, but in our state, anybody can own a full automatic or a suppressor as long as you pay the $200 and go to the FBI and get your background check. Other than that, then you can go own a full automatic. A lot of states have that rule as well. So it's just basically more licensing.
Where are you calling from tonight in New Mexico, by the way, Rick?
Oh, Las Cruces, the most beautiful city in the world.
Oh, right on. Okay.
So that's real, right near Carlsbad Caverns, right?
Well, kind of. We're closer to El Paso. El Paso is only like 40 minutes away.
Interesting information. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that with us, man. And
I'm just delighted to know that New Mexico's a state.
Drive safe on your deliveries. Love our pizza delivery driver listeners out there. Thanks
for
that.
You know that New Mexico often gets confused as being part of Mexico. Like, a lot of Americans don't know that New Mexico's a state, right?
I didn't know that, no.
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time.
Well, we continue here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. We go to Sarah, who's also in New Mexico, and she doesn't like New Mexico. Go ahead.
Well, we had 13 homicides just in Albuquerque just this month, and we got like five more days to go. And I'm from New Mexico.
What's all the killing going on down there for?
You know, it's the teenagers. They're finding out, like with the kid, the 17-year-old shot the postal guy. It's the heat. When it gets hot, everybody's shooting each other.
You're crazy,
everywhere.
Huh?
Yeah, but we killed about, I think, 13 from January up to April. So you know what? We got to get death penalty back here in New Mexico.
Man, it's so disappointing to hear you, Sarah, advocating for this bloodthirsty death penalty. What would you like to see? I mean, if you got the death penalty back, what do you want to see? Do you want to see public hangings? Do you want to see shootings? You want a lethal injection? How about beheadings? Bring back the guillotine? I mean, what do you want to see?
It's actually pretty humane.
Well, I look at the way it was when we had it. We just executed lethal injection once every 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Just to let them know that it's there and available.
Okay, so you're saying you prefer lethal injection?
Yeah, it's the least pain.
It's about the most difficult one to present because at this point the drug companies refuse to provide the drugs. So South Carolina is actually bringing back the firing squad in order to get around this. So I don't know that you're going to see. Yeah.
And Sarah, you're wrong that it is the least painful, according to Amnesty International, who pays attention to these issues. They say that lethal injection can cause excruciating pain. And since the first lethal injection in 1982, over 1,000 prisoners have been executed by this method, and it has all but replaced other methods of execution. In the U.S., a number of lethal injection executions have been botched.
I don't think there's any lethal injections in Florida. I think it's all electric chair. Old Sparky.
Some executions have lasted between 20 minutes to over an hour, and prisoners have been seen gasping for air, grimacing, and convulsing during the executions. Autopsies have shown severe foot-long chemical burns to the skin, and needles have been found in soft tissue. Lethal injection was designed to prevent many of the disturbing images associated with other forms of execution. However, lethal injection increases the risk that medical personnel will be involved in killing for the state in breach of longstanding medical principles of ethics. Virtually all codes of professional ethics which consider the death penalty oppose health professional participation. Despite this, health professionals are required by law in many death penalty states to assist in executions and in some cases have carried out the killings. So knowing that prisoners who are given the lethal injection can be in quite a bit of pain, and does that change your mind at all, Sarah?
Well, I mean, what else are we going to do with all the murders and homicides going on here in New Mexico? I mean, I have seen ever since we got rid of that, they're shooting police, they're molesting a little 9-year-old.
Well, they were doing that before. That's my
whole point.
Yeah, the evidence that the death penalty somehow dissuades the average murderer from committing their crime is really, really tenuous. There is some evidence that Serial killers avoid states with a death penalty, but that's about where the evidence seems to end.
And the number of serial killers who are in jail versus people in a crime of passion or something, very, very small.
Sarah, take a look at Texas. They've got the death penalty. Crime is happening in Texas.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Thank you. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, maybe we can get into this medical, or not medical marijuana, but the marijuana issue with the black market. Mark, I know you had a story. Maybe we can do this in more detail tomorrow night on our live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
Yeah, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time. Free Talk Live is live 365 days a year.
Yeah, I know you had, well, we're not live 365 days because sometimes we're at like Fork Fest where we record the shows during the day.
We present a new show.
Yes, fresh content.
Yes, fresh content.
Which usually is recorded live.
Yes.
But anyway, the marijuana business in California and Massachusetts, there's a shocking amount of people who are still buying marijuana from the black market.
Right.
Despite the fact that it's available in retail showrooms.
You could go to stores and buy this stuff. Why would people buy off the black market? Pretty clearly, it must be price.
It's got to be.
And if it's price, why is the price higher in these retail establishments? I guess a couple of possibilities. One,
taxes
and regulation drives up the price. The other possibility is that these locations only want to sell premium product, and they don't want to sell what they call regs in the kind of stuff that the average people are smoking.
Even think you can buy regs on the black market anymore.
Okay.
I mean, because of legalization, black market product has gotten better over time. I was actually just bemoaning recently the fact that you can't find seeds anymore. Like, if you want to just plant some marijuana, you know, it used to be back in the day, you bought a bag of marijuana, you'd punch a seeds in there. I mean, that's not what people want generally when they're buying a bag of marijuana. So that has exited the market. That kind of low-quality weed, at least in New England, I haven't seen it. I couldn't tell you the last time I found a seed in marijuana. I mean, within the last decade. Within the last 5 years.
I mean, I'm not buying bags of marijuana. I remember when they were $25, and it's probably about the last time.
And they came with a bunch of seeds, right? Like, there was no shortage.
Sure. In high school.
I mean, I don't know if things are different. I've been to California, you know, visited California. They don't have seeds in marijuana out there anymore. The growing techniques are good. They're better than they've ever been. The quality's better than it's ever been. And it's thanks to legalization. So the black market's able to compete in a better way than they've ever been able to in the past as well, which is interesting. So the black market's stepping up its game to compete with the legal marketplaces that are regulated to death. We'll see you tomorrow and talk more maybe about it then. But, of course, you can join us. In the meantime, online at freetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.